This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And we have on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, senior writer at go247.com, Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I hope you're inside, and at least you didn't have to cover LSU Nichols today. A little bit too much rain in Thibodeau.
Yeah, maybe a little too much rain, but also 30 degrees is usually not very good for the pitcher's arms. So I kind of see where they're coming from of, you know, pushing that game back to some warmer weather later in the season.
I'll start it off with the football segment. Julie Boudouin did an interview yesterday with Blake Baker, and basically he's saying that now that Harold Perkins is going to go back to playing the star position, which is basically sort of a hybrid spot between linebacker and safety. My thing is, I would tell him one thing. You see that guy who gets us the snap? Put him on his back. I mean, because that's what he does best. But one of the things, Glenn, I thought he had improved on was his ability to play coverage, to play in reverse. Yeah. He's not great against the run and will never be great against the run. He's a little light. And he gets bounced around. But I think he has really become a pretty good cover guy in the reverse position. But, man, I got to put him up there and say, hey, sick him. Go after the guy with the football. Your thoughts on him returning back to that star linebacker position?
Yeah, I think it's the right move. And I think we kind of been, you know, kind of pushed in that direction ever since he decided to come back. I think, you know, him playing the star just made the most sense because it's kind of what they were leaning towards, you know, when he first got hurt last year. I mean, in the last couple of games, he had kind of moved a little bit further away from that linebacker, inside linebacker role, and they had moved him to more of a star position, which is what Major Burns was playing for most of 2024. So they kind of had slid Harold Perkins into that role. And you started to see a little bit of flashes of the old Harold, I thought. I thought he was really dynamic in that South Carolina game. That was his best game of the year. Was able to get in the backfield and create some havoc. He dropped in coverage, and I think he had an interception in that game. Was really consistent for him in that performance. And so I think it makes the most sense for him to be back at that star role. We'll see kind of how it looks in the spring because he's probably not going to be ready to participate much in the spring, if I had to guess.
I don't think so,
So, you know, I think what they decide to do there, what kind of opportunities rise for, you know, other guys, you know, that might be behind him on the depth chart in that position. You know, one thing we had heard is that maybe Tamarcus Cooley, the new transfer, plays closer to the line of scrimmage in spring and then could potentially move back in the fall just so he's equipped to play both spots. So that might be one direction they go. But in terms of Harold, yeah, I think don't ask him to do something that he's really – doesn't fit him the best. And I think what fits him best right now is a role where he's able to rush the passer on third down, where he can drop in coverage and use his speed on tight ends and some of those slot receivers and have him make some open field tackles and you know, out in space. And so I think that makes the most sense for him going forward.
Matt McMahon getting kind of that that kind of stamp that of approval, and hey, you'll be back, and we'll get you money. And we had one of the texters yesterday. He said, "Well, I thought they had that name, image, likeness already in place. You know, when Will Wade was there to make sure you had enough money." But okay, now it's all legal with it, and that's exactly what I told him. But it was sort of buried a little bit, and we always knew because Scott Woodward picked him, handpicked him. He was going to get some time here. It wasn't going to be a quick hook with Matt McMahon, but your thoughts on Matt and funneling more money that way to try to get players to play basketball at LSU. And, boy, that game Saturday highlighted. You watch Auburn, Alabama, and the difference with those guys and what LSU got ain't a little difference. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I think it's much needed, and I think they needed to come out and say this, and you know they did it through the media there with kind of the reporting. But you know, I think that it makes the most sense because to your point, they hired Matt McMahon to a 7-year contract, they knowing that the first couple years were going to be rough because of the sanctions and the restrictions that they had on recruiting the first few years. This past offseason was the first offseason where they didn't have any kind of recruiting restrictions. And so, you know, they were able to get on the road and recruit their best freshman class to this point in terms of ranking. They did as much as they could in the transfer portal. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, what they were dealing with in the portal in terms of NIL resources compared to what some of the other teams in this conference have, it's apples and oranges, and it's, you know, a little bit of David and a Goliath in terms of how much there was a difference there. So it's good to see that LSU is going to be investing a little bit more in the men's basketball program for next year, get him, you know, the resources that he needs to build the roster that can be competitive. And then you can kind of judge him next year, I think, on just kind of how they perform, because there will be no more excuses next year. You have to come out and you have to have a better effort than they did this year. And I don't mean to say that this team doesn't have effort or guys that are trying hard, but it's clearly, like you mentioned there, when you're watching Alabama and Auburn and Tennessee and Florida, and you're watching, you know, LSU and South Carolina last night, there is certainly a noticeable difference in terms of how those teams operate and the size that are on those teams and how successful they've been this year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glenn, just listening to LSU head baseball coach Jay Johnson after, you know, the first four games, he's mentioned a couple times that his team's kind of begging for a test, you know, after the first four games where they've been so dominant early on. But the good thing that you've seen is their production on the mound. And entering the year, we were all very high on their pitching staff. But I think the depth of that pitching staff is on full display very early. And I just want to get your thoughts on the starting rotation on the weekend early on, because Cade Anderson gets the Friday night start, or Friday, I guess it was Friday afternoon technically. Chase Shores is on Sunday, Anthony Ianson on Saturday. I think that's a really strong trio that we'll have to keep an eye on throughout the season, because sometimes it will change, right? Where, you know, a guy really starts to emerge and then he takes over a weekend rotation spot. But early on, from what you've seen from Cade Anderson, Anthony Ianson, and especially Chase Shores, who made his first start in basically 2 years, I think it was super impressive for the opening weekend.
Yeah, it certainly was. And you hate to overreact to just one weekend because, you know, it is Purdue-Fort Wayne and they're going to be stiffer competition ahead. But I think for all three of those guys, probably the most impressive part is that they were landing not only their fastballs for strikes, but they were landing their secondary pitches for strikes. And when you've got, you know, Chase Shorts shoving 98 on a Sunday and backing that up with an 85-mile-an-hour slider that's also landing for strikes, that's going to play in SEC. Like that's not just going to be a non-conference success story there. He's going to have success in the SEC too with that kind of command of his pitches. And so really all three of them, I thought, did a nice job of commanding the strike zone. And really that goes to the entire pitching staff. I mean, I think they're right upwards of around 60 strikeouts to just four walks or something like that through four games. I mean, it's pretty crazy the consistency that there's been across the mound from not just the starters but the bullpen guys as well. So really strong start there. I thought that Anderson is a guy, just has that calm demeanor that you want on a Friday night guy. Really looked the part there on Friday afternoon and did a nice job of striking guys out. And when he did get into one little bit of a jam, was able to go three up, three down the rest of the way and keep them from scoring. So certainly they haven't been tested the way that they are going to be in the SEC, but you like to see that they're pounding the strike zone and doing their jobs in these first, you know, several games.
Glenn, I think for every baseball coach, and I've heard Skip Bertman talk about this, you want to kind of have your core people in place. And he said sometimes early in the season you can kind of fool with a little bit of that. And then you it sort of emerges for you, your core people. But he said the other part about managing a team like that that's got talent is also keeping your secondary players, you know, focused and emerged into the game. Because a lot of times, if you're not playing, you know, you sort of drift a little bit. And I think about what Skip talked about in keeping guys that may not be an everyday player sort of focused and sort of understanding you're going to have a role and I'm going to call on you one day and you better be ready. And I think for this team, that is something that Jay Johnson's going to have to deal with also.
Yeah, no doubt. And just kind of the back to piggyback off of that point, I mean, just as an example, Ashton Larson has been swinging the bat about as well as anybody on this roster here to start. I think he's hitting over 570. He's second on the team in RBIs, has a home run. He's only started in one of the four games. Like, he's had opportunities to pinch hit in pretty much every game so far, but he's only started in one of the games. And, like, to have that kind of buy-in from a player who is extremely talented but maybe is not starting every game, I think it just goes to show you the messaging, the communication that they've had in the offseason about, you know, all these players and how they can contribute to winning. And I think that's going to be an extremely important part of all this, is if LSU continues to have some continues to win games and is having success in the SEC and kind of settles in on a core 11, 12, 13 guys that are going to be playing the majority of the time, how they kind of keep the other guys up and you know, developing throughout the season while maybe not playing as much as they'd want to, is going to be very interesting to watch unfold, because you never know when an opportunity might arise later in the season. And I think that's the approach that a lot of these guys have on the roster.
Jay made a really good point after the victory against Southern. You know, when Ethan Frye hit that 3-run home run, they kind of highlighted the 8-run inning that blew that game open. He mentioned after the game that he has a bunch of players that could be starters, and he said that four or five players, he has to figure out how to fit into two spots in the lineup. And if he can combine all their talents, and he said combine their talents to create basically two All-American-level talents, that's exactly what he's looking for here. So it's, as you mentioned, with Ashton Larson and Ethan Frye, Jake Brown, even Josh Pearson, all these guys are kind of vying for playing time. They'll get their you know, I guess, games to play in and perform in. They just got to make the most of their moments, and so far that seems to be the case.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, to your point there, that right field spot and the designated hitter spot are the two where it really feels interchangeable with those four or five guys that you just mentioned. And I would probably throw in maybe even a guy like a Nick Paul, who has also appeared in all four games so far and has a couple hits to his name as well. Like there's a legitimate four or five guys that are going to be competing for those spots. And, I think, it goes back to what Jay said in the preseason before this thing even got started, that he feels very comfortable playing all those guys. And it's really just going to be about matchups. It's going to be about pitching and, what left-handed or right-handed pitcher they're facing that day. And, somebody might not start the game, but they could finish the game kind of thing. And I think all these guys are aware of that being the possibility and how they're going to have to construct this thing, because I also found that very interesting that they think they have a couple All-American players, but it's going to be kind of a sum of the parts kind of thing in filling out the rest of those roster spots, and particularly the DH and the right field spot.
Last one for you, Glenn, here. I just want to get your thoughts on Chris Stanfield, the transfer from Auburn, who Jay was super high on. I remember he had that bite where he talked about like how he hit two rockets off of Paul Skeens so as a freshman, so he had to bring him in eventually. But Chris Stanfield,
And he wasn't really impressive last year.
No, he wasn't, but he's off to a great start this year, hitting 500 already, 6-12 on the season. And he just seems like the perfect leadoff hitter, but at the same time, defensively, he's also flashed the glove a little bit. And as you mentioned, like they've struck out 52 batters so far this season, so there hasn't really been that many opportunities for the Tiger defense to shine. But when Chris Stanfield's been asked to shine, he's looked really good defensively as well.
He's had, I think, three or four diving catches in four games. I mean, he's been really electric out there in the outfield, and you always knew that his defense is going to be what got him on the field, but his bat is going to be what keeps him on the field, and that's been something that he's been really improved with this year. We've spoken to him a number of times this offseason about just kind of how he's improved in that area, and just the footwork and the discipline and the approach that he's kind of had this year and how it's been different than past years. It seems to be paying dividends, because him and the other guy I'll throw in there is Derek Curiel, the freshman. Those two at the very top of the order have been lights out. They're getting on base a lot, and they're moving the offense. And that speed they have, they're probably the two fastest guys on the team. They're going to be able to move the offense and score a lot of runs for this team.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your insights and time, and at least you warm where you're at.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
All righty. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com.